everybody. Thank you for tuning in to episode 196 of Press A to Listen. I'm your host, Smitty Smith, and joining me as always, Pantless Steve.
Did you just have a stroke? Or
a little bit of one, yeah. No, okay. we literally, 20 seconds ago, I looked at the show number, and then in the middle of talking right there, it just went away. I mean, and that's the shit that happens as you get older, right?
Don't blame age.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. I don't want to hear a damn thing from you when it starts sinking in.
I won't be talking to you by the time I'm your age.
You're like a year younger than me.
It's like more than that. Shut up.
18 months?
I don't know. We'll talk about this off the air.
All right. It's been a while since we recorded, so we figured we should get something here together, at least pull ourselves together, talk about some video games, maybe do Metacritic or Gamertag, something, I don't know, and then get it out there, and I think what we've settled on is we're basically just going to record when we can.
Whenever.
When we have the time. Yeah. Whenever you don't fucking cancel on me, Steve.
Oh, don't you fucking dare.
Yeah, I know. Let's go into it. Let's talk about some video games. Steve, what have you played over these last couple of weeks?
Triple A season, man.
Oh my god, I know. Every year I wait for this season, and every year it sneaks up on me.
It's here, and it is in full effect.
Which is fantastic. I mean, there's some good games out. There's some stinkers out there, and then I'll talk about this a little bit later, but I've got some disappointments as well.
Yeah?
Yep.
We're going to talk about The Division again?
No, I reinstalled that. I should try that again, huh?
I have it reinstalled as well, but I have not started it.
What have you played, though?
Gosh, man, I don't know. I mean, do we want to start there, or do we want to... The biggest of AAA games?
Might as well.
The game of the year for the third year running?
Destiny?
Destiny Rise of Iron. Rise of Iron expansion came out.
Some real, real good content in there.
Yeah.
And we talked about it. We've tapped it out at this point because we put some time into it. But there's still enough there to keep pulling me back again. I'm trying not to do it.
I mean, this is the perfect content to teach you how to play Destiny. As in, hey, play it like two or three times a week.
Yeah,
you know, do your weekly stuff and then get out, right?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
And that's exactly perfectly fine, and that's how that game is, in my eyes, built to be played. Yeah. And
I've got three characters now,
and it's at its best when you are playing it that way. Mm-hmm. And this adds on to that. So I mean, they've added a whole bunch of light levels. There's a new raid, a new kind of public event space. Which they've kind of actively gone through a bunch of this stuff in the, 2 weeks, 3 weeks it's been out?
Yeah, it's...
And are, you know, as Bungie has been very good at kind of doing over the years, are taking feedback and running with it and trying to continue to improve kind of quality of life stuff and being able to gear up and trying to make that... I don't want to say as easy as possible, but giving you multiple avenues to do it.
Yeah, as efficient as possible.
I think that's one of the things that the Taken King introduced well, and then the spring update really kind of nailed on the head was like, whether you're a multiplayer person or, you know, a PvE person, there are numerous ways in each of those kind of categories to get the best and, you know, highest gear. And they continue to emphasize that and build on that, and it's great.
Yeah.
I really like this raid. I like this raid a whole bunch.
This one seems like the easiest one they've ever put out.
Nope.
And I don't
know
if it's...
false and 100% incorrect, because Crota was a billion times easier.
That one might have just seemed more difficult for me because I had stepped away for so long
when that one
came out.
It's not as... mechanic heavy, so to speak, as the King's Fall raid was.
I don't know. I would say this one is more technical. Everyone has to do their thing. Everyone has to know what's going on.
But you can complete parts of this without six people. So in that aspect, I mean, there's not a job for everybody. Whereas in King's Fall, unless you're one of those super weirdos on the internet that enjoys, you know, banging your head against something over and over, you know, you needed a group of six, and they all needed to know their job and do it successfully. And if they didn't, then it was generally very hard to beat some of those bosses without that.
Yeah, I still need to complete a raid without anyone in the fire team dying.
That is Crota. That is the raid to do it on. That's raid that everybody gets it on. We've also only done the normal mode of this raid. By the time this actually comes out, because who knows when that'll be, the hard mode will be out, and we will probably have attempted it and failed our first night.
Go fuck yourself, Steve.
I mean, look. If you can't be revived, no, it changes the whole everything. Man. Yeah.
So is that what hard mode is? Is there no revives?
I mean, there's no revives, and they generally add a mechanic on most of the boss fights. Just, you know, more enemies, harder enemies, you know, in the case of this. Like the TV screen thing, I'm sure there will be at least two TV screens that you have to shoot as opposed
It's going to have to be, you have to get it in a certain order, or they're going to do something with the rooms. The rooms are all closed except for one, and you have to call one out that everyone runs to.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a hard mode thing where there's only one available.
I still think they're going to pull the pillars out of there.
They don't generally change the geometry of these things.
That's such a key implement in the game. Take those pillars out, you're going to have to basically keep running around. Stay in motion.
That's not what hard mode generally. I mean, I can see them pushing a lot more captains out in that room.
Yeah.
Which, you know, makes...
That's going to totally screw up my tactics, but, my strategy.
Yeah, we'll see, right? Hey,
yeah.
We're a couple of days away from that, and
really excited about.
I'm excited to jump in there. I've kind of, my one character, I've edged to the point where I cannot touch that person until the new update comes out.
Oh, you're doing that stuff. Yeah, I don't even worry about that. I don't min-max anymore. One thing I do want to mention is I'm a little upset that this is the last DLC pack for Destiny. I kind of feel like I'm working towards nothing at this point. Sometimes.
Well, it's the last expansion, so to speak,
we'll
right? But there will still be content, right?
Like, I'm sure.
Teased that their Halloween stuff is probably going to happen on Tuesday when the hard mode stuff comes out.
Okay.
You know, there's still Iron Banner every month. They'll bring back the Racing League. They'll do a big refresh for the spring. So, I mean, like, there's still going to be stuff coming.
I speak to the people that want to keep their characters going into Destiny 2. And just how absolutely ridiculous that is. I've heard from a lot of people.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, people have put 2,000-3,000 hours into these characters.
That's how games work.
I mean, I get it. I want them to... I would love Destiny 2 to have completely different classes.
Yeah,
even. Like,
classes,
don't even
characters,
have
ra-
the
make
same...
the races actually important for something.
But, yeah, who knows, right? We'll see. And I still think there are secrets to be found in this... DLC that have yet to be uncovered.
Right. I mean, if I wanted to keep my character, I would just keep playing Destiny, and that's what their option is. I mean, I don't know. The community seems to thrive on having the easiest way to get the best shit, and it's not supposed to be like that. And I have to say, with Rise of Iron, this is the first expansion that I've played that hasn't had just blatant cheese shit to go do to get through stuff. I mean, we haven't cheesed through something in a long time.
I mean, The Taken King was pretty clean as well.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, still the bridge bullshit where you can die and then rez and all that stuff.
That was prior to Taken King stuff, so...
Was it?
Yeah, that was Crota stuff. So, like, I think they've been pretty good for the last year. You know, and there's people glitching into areas now and doing stuff, but
yeah, I've seen
they don't really gain anything from it, right? Like, you're not getting end game loot from that stuff. So it's fine. But yeah, it's as good as it's ever been. Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Warlocks got screwed on their cosmetic gear this time. I think they all look really stupid. It's kind of a disappointment. But yeah, I will, you know, like next week I'll probably dive in real heavy again to kind of try and grind a couple characters up to level 400. But then, you know, I'm completely content to run a couple of raids each week and maybe pop in here or there and do a couple of things, but
dial it back. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I've played Destiny for what, going on 3 years now, right? Like 2.5 years, whatever.
Yeah. And that's how you've maintained the love of it. So
yeah,
that's
because, good. Yeah. And I think you're finally seeing that, not burning yourself out. And
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's how that game's built to be played. And there are people that play it every day, and that's perfectly fine, right?
Right, like, right. They still enjoy it. But, I burn myself out when I do it too much like that.
So, yeah, Destiny's still good. It's still really, really good.
Good.
Even, what else? I mean, I think it keeps getting better, actually. I have gone back to ReCore.
Yes, you have. Well, kind of. Now you've...
ReCore... It kind of makes me sad at times because I think ReCore is a really good game. Or I think ReCore has some really incredible ideas in it that are just executed poorly and kind of having gotten to the end game now. That game's just not done.
You mentioned it, that, and that bothers me.
It's just not finished. So I don't know if that's, you know, developer's fault or if that's Microsoft saying, hey, we need this game out in September so we can kind of boast this lineup. But there's clearly a character missing in that. One of the, like, core, like, not a core, like the suits that you can put them into. On the screen, there are, you know, 5 squares. You only get 4 things. Yep. You start finding parts for the 5th one, which is
it's just not there.
It's a tank body essentially for them. Every kind of body type that you can put your characters into, there's like an equal enemies type, and there are like the enemy tank characters. So like the enemies portion of that gun is the game. The blueprints and stuff to build new parts for your supposed tank character are there, but it just like never got implemented, and I'm sure it will be added in as DLC. Boy, it better be free, right? I mean,
no shit.
But
it was clearly ripped out.
But that game just kind of ends, right? So I got the 4th character that you can put your cores into. And directly from going to that, you basically travel to an area and fight the end boss. Like, nothing in between those.
Oh, good.
There's a huge chunk of just kind of everything missing. And then, spoilers, you beat the boss, but the game's not really over yet. So then there's, like, it looks like there's kind of floors that you have to traverse, and they're kind of like those challenge. They're kind of like the dungeons, but they're mandatory to finish the game. So there's like a traversal one, and then there's an arena one, and that's where I stopped because I was underleveled for the arena one. And I also read that you need to have at least 45 cores to unlock all the way to the end.
And how many do you have?
I have 20, like 7 or 8 now.
After playing through the whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I was kind of saving. I was like, well, I'm going to finish the game, and then I'll have all the everything, and I'm going to go back. And, you know, I kind of had intentions to kind of go clean that game up. But now that it's being forced on me, and it's not something that I want to do kind of at my leisure.
It's not that the gameplay is bad.
No. It's just, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those, if you ever played Wind Waker, extending the length of the game by being shitty about certain things.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, you made it to the end, but you actually got to go back through all of the areas and go grind out these, not only like more of the cores, but grind your level up, because I was underleveled going into the boss fight and managed to do that. But yeah, then I got to that one combat arena and you could tell like, hey, I'm getting like two-shotted by some of these enemies and I am just not doing enough damage. So I mean, I've kind of gone back and messed around because like, I think that parts of that game are genuinely really fun to play. I like the combat. I think the traversal stuff can be fun. I think the parts that are built specifically to kind of test your traversal skills are really fun. Some of the just open world, like, hey, you need to get up here and it needs to be at this exact right angle and with this extra character that you forgot to put in your party is kind of frustrating. But man, I'm like, I'm so close that I just want to finish it.
Yeah, you just want to get it done.
And so that's the problem now.
You're going to walk away, but I know you'll go back at some point.
Yeah, and so that's the problem now is that I'm playing just to finish versus like playing because I'm really having a good time.
Right.
And that's...
Which makes it totally unenjoyable.
Exactly.
I've done games like that where it's
but
like...
But man, there are parts of that game that are just so good.
Yeah.
The
architecture of the combat, I love.
Yeah, it's just not done. It's just... That game is not finished. And it's blatantly obvious.
It's not like there was this huge pressing issue that they had to push this damn thing out. They could have delayed it until June of next year and been fine.
I mean, Microsoft wanted that kind of, we've got a big hit kind of every couple of weeks, you know? So they're Recore, and then they're Forza, and then they're Gears.
Didn't that do more harm than good, though, at this point, with all of us looking at it, talking about it like this?
I don't know. Plus, it's their first Play Anywhere title.
You
got it digitally, right?
Yes.
Have you tried it on PC at all, or
I
no?
No, in fact, my I just
are you not on Windows 10? On, or?
I just got it on my alternate PC for the purpose of trying to stream.
Okay.
And I've got it all upgraded and everything and ready to go. I just haven't even attempted it yet.
I've heard that like going back and forth is pretty seamless and you know, saves are kind of immediate and that stuff works really well. Oh, that's cool. Kind of, you know, good to hear.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like that game's such a bummer because it's really good in parts and just kind of falls flat in others. And so, yeah, I mean, I have all intentions of finishing it. I just don't know when that will be. Like, I'm so close at this
point.
Put
it on the list.
So I might, you know, grind out a couple of cores every couple of days or so and get to that point. But, like, just going on a 20-core hunt straight away is not really
fun.
How I wanted to – well, it's not how I want to play that game, right? Like, I like those side dungeons. I'll run through them and explore them, but I don't want to be forced to grind them out.
See, I've been picking shit up as I go through, and I'm – I don't know. I say halfway through, but like you said, it just kind of ends, so I might be farther along than that.
I think you're probably way farther than you think.
Yeah, I'll probably wrap it up here pretty soon myself just to get back to playing that. And I've got want to say 26 or 30 cores ready to go myself.
You can get up to and beat the boss, I'm guessing, the first time you fight him. But yeah, then you have to go through there's five levels in this thing, and I think the final door is the one that requires 45.
Gotcha.
And I'm glad I read that and didn't grind those things out only to get to that door and then again, you know, be upset. Because I couldn't get into the initial place at first. I was like 2 cores short. I was like, okay, well, that's fine. I'll go back, get my 2, and then I'm here, right?
Yep.
And then to have finished that, and if I had, you know, kind of banged my way through all those other things and got to that door and have it happen again, I would have walked away and never come back.
Do you ever hit a combo of 40 for that achievement?
No, but I know where to do it.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of going and doing it.
Gotcha.
I've played some Gears of War 4.
Yes, you've mentioned that, and I have to say I am interested.
Man. So first, it's Gears, okay? Like, make no bones about it. This is a Gears of War game. They start that game off super interesting with adding kind of new bad guys and their storytelling is extremely interesting. And it looks like they're kind of flipping the script story-wise, but still keeping the kind of core gameplay that, you know, it's a Gears of War game. We're probably about, I'd say, two-thirds of the way, maybe three-fourths of the way through it now. And the middle portion of this game has just been like Gears of War 1, 2 levels of just the old enemies are kind of back. The storytelling has really kind of calmed down, and it's just murder room to murder room to murder room, and that's kind of it. And so that's kind of disappointing because it started on such a high note, and they introduced these new enemies, and those enemies are just, at least for the last 3 or 4 hours that we've been playing, they're just gone. They don't exist anymore. And, you know, it's gone kind of back underground and into that dark, dreary kind of red blood hallways type of thing. Yeah. But when that game is outside and their skyboxes are going, that game is stunning to look at. It's absolutely gorgeous.
I should really tune into your Twitch channel, huh?
They have some weather effects going on at certain parts that are just blowing stuff around and making your character, like, you can feel the kind of heavy winds fighting against your character, and some of the physics and stuff that they put in play on those scenes. It's just absolutely, like, mind-bendingly gorgeous and kind of creates, again, like, another new type of gameplay in that environment. But then all of that's just kind of gone away, and we've gone underground, and hopefully the kind of last third of this game opens back up to, you know, wrap around on some of that stuff and bring it all back. But we'll see, right? Like, I think they're turning this into another trilogy, so I don't know if we're to expect a huge story wrap up here, if it's going to be one of those, like, okay, to be continued type of deals. But yeah, that game starts super strong. The middle of it, like, it's still good, right? But it's just old Gears, whereas all of the new and kind of interesting things that they introduce in the beginning disappear. So hopefully that stuff wraps back around, and they kind of tie that off with a nice little bow. But we'll see. I have not finished that yet, but...
Five acts, right, you said?
Generally, the Gears of War, all Gears of Games are five acts. Okay. So I would assume this one's probably the same, and we're like two-thirds of the way through Act 4, so we're just kind of on the last chunk of that game now. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, cool. That game, I mean, if you liked Gears, I think it's the perfect time to bring it back, like firing that thing up. I was just like, oh yeah, this is a lot of fun, and I haven't done this in a while, so this feels great again. And then, yeah, that middle part's just kind of weak. So hopefully it kind of picks back up and ends on a really high note, because it starts on a super duper high note.
Okay.
And there's some really neat sections in there, kind of set piece stuff that they do that you're just like, you end it and you kind of have that grin on your face. You're just like, that was pretty cool. Yeah. I like that a lot. And there's been two of those so far.
From the sounds of it, different areas, but I've heard both you and former co-host Rare Bishop make comments about how much you're liking it and what you like about it, and I mean, when you start speculating on where a game's going, you know you're having a good time. So
it's pointing in a positive direction right now. I just hope they cash in on that and don't kind of delay that stuff. My fear is that it's gonna end and they're gonna be like, well, Gears 5 is coming in 2 years, and that'll be where you really want it to start picking up, but hopefully that's not the case. Yeah. I've played not enough, and it kind of makes me sad, Forza Horizon 3.
I am in the same boat. Yep.
That might be the best racing game I've ever played.
I'm having a hard time.
Really?
Yeah, well, just because these cars you get early on... For me, and you know, I'm not great at racing games, but I enjoy the Forza Horizon series simply because it's more than just a racing game.
Mm-hmm.
So I play on the easiest setting possible. Hop in and kind of ride around. And what I'm noticing with these early cars, they're either too loose or too tight. I haven't found that one car that just... That I've fallen into, and it might be because I'm out of practice for racing. I haven't touched a racing game since Horizon 2.
Yeah.
So that might be it.
And the good thing about that game is that it gives you a lot of money, and it gives you a lot of money quick, where you can kind of get out of the, like, free, like, kind of shitty-looking, shitty-type cars that they give you off the bat. And get into something that's a little more comfortable.
I'm getting pissed off. Every time you level, you get a spin on the wheel, the surprise wheel.
Yes.
In every fucking level, I miss the car by one. I'm starting to get
I've gotten, I think, two or three cars out of that.
Well, because some of the cars, I look at them, and I'm big on the old-fashioned muscle cars.
I think those are always the worst to control.
Oh, they definitely are.
I think they're the best looking.
Yeah.
But they're always the worst to drive in these games.
Did you buy the treasure maps?
No.
I did. You know why?
Why?
Because I got such a deal on the game.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yes, I did. So Target
$20 bucks? Was that
$20 on Target.com. They ended up canceling a bunch of orders right after they emailed me my code. Because it's all automated.
Yeah.
So that shit starts flying around Twitter and Facebook, and people are sharing it, and they see it flying off the shelf. Obviously, they know something's up.
There's a million requests for this one game all of a sudden.
But I got my code and installed it, and at $20, I had no intention of buying this game. But at $20, I mean, a game that it was a week old. Yes, hell yes, I'm going to buy this game. So I'm pretty excited at that deal. And then I saw the treasure maps, which basically just show you where all the collectibles are.
Yeah.
At $3.
Yeah, I mean, it's cheap enough that...
Yeah. The garages, the hidden cars that you can go out and find,
mm-hmm.
You can't just go out and find them. You actually have to unlock them at certain points, right?
Yes. Well, okay. As you go, it'll give you a pop-up that says, hey, you can go find one now. That's how 2 was as well. Like, the more you play, the more... Yeah. They were just kind of... Okay. They're kind of, like, time-gated. I don't know if they're progress-gated or time-gated, but... As you keep driving around, it'll just randomly pop up and say, hey, there's a barn find. Go get it. And it'll just give you that kind of general area. But yeah, that's how both Horizons have been. They don't just kind of pop them all out all at once. Cool. But yeah, I mean, I need to play more of that. That kind of came out right in line with Rise of Iron. And Rise of Iron just absorbed, you know, all of my time for those first couple of weeks. So I'm excited to get back into Horizon. Like I said, I think it's visually, it might be the best looking game on Xbox One to date. And it's probably, as far as like diversity and number of events and types of different races that you can do, it might be one of the like best racing games ever. Burnout Paradise is real good.
They bring Paradise back. Or Revenge. I loved Revenge.
Revenge was good, but Paradise, I think, kind of nailed all of that stuff into one game.
The Free Roam is what I think sold me on Paradise.
Yeah. And that's why Horizon is so good right now. So.
Yeah. Yep.
You want to do Mafia or Necropolis?
You pick. All right, we'll start. Well, I mean, these are both disappointing games for me, so we'll start with Necropolis.
Okay.
All right. Necropolis was the game Steve and I played at PAX East that we mm-hmm. were really, really excited for.
Mm-hmm.
It launched on, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago? $30? Was that this one?
Yes.
Okay. I really, really like the game, but there are some major technical issues. It stutters on Xbox One. On PC, I guess it goes okay. But I was warned prior to, I was told, hey, it needs some patches. You might be better off to wait. Right now, there are 10 levels you have to move down as you play through your necropolis. I'm on the 7th level only because it's a cheese run. I want to get my achievements and then start playing the game for real. So, do you want to know how to cheese that game, Steve?
Sure. Use a shield, block everything, and then you can hit them when they're stunned.
You can jump up on ledges on the sides of the path that you have to go down. Or if you're inevitably going to die, you just dashboard and quit the game. And it loads you right back up with everything you had before.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
That game just... So I haven't really seen any of the, like, stutters or hiccups or anything.
It gets worse the deeper you get.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it started right around level 5 once in a while. 6 was a little bit more often, and now I'm at level 7. It's happening every few seconds.
Wow, okay.
Which, in a game where if you die, you fucking start over, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, so this is a Dark Souls-style combat roguelike game.
Don't let the Dark Souls thing weigh on your impressions of the game. It's not that difficult.
Well, no, but I mean, like, control scheme-wise, it's exactly that.
Which, I mean, you're running around, you dodge, you attack.
And combat-wise, I think it's very reminiscent of how those games kind of go. But, yeah, the kind of FU nature of Dark Souls isn't as prominent here.
No.
For me, the biggest...
Prominent. I mean, it happens.
Of course. I mean, but that's I think, some roguelike jank along the way. My problem with this game is I just don't think it's balanced very well.
It's really not.
The enemies that they kind of give you on the first floor when you have basic gear, I think all of the enemies should probably be pushed back a floor.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Maybe
what I'm finding.
Some of the enemies on level 1 need to be on 2. I think some of the stuff on 2 probably needs to go to 3. And maybe not everything, but there are some that I just think they kind of throw at you a little early.
Well, I think the enemies, they all have... every enemy has different tiers of that particular enemy.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and then each enemy, I would say, is a different... level compared to some of the... So you might get an enemy that's a tier 1, level 1. Those are some of your common little horde men that are running around that are easy to kill. Whereas the shark men, tier 1, level, we'll say 5, just to throw out round numbers, so you get an idea of what I'm talking about. But there have been times when you literally open up the first door from your safe place. When you start the game, and there's 3 shark men sitting there, and you're like, what the fuck? Why am I fighting these things already?
Yeah, and it's just, like, that should never happen. So, like, something in their random level generation should say, like, hey, no shark men until level 2. And then as soon as you open a door in level 2, if they're there, all bets are off, right? But, Let me tell you about a game called Binding of Isaac. No. There's some, like, super fucked up, like, floor bosses in that game, right? And some of them are super hard. But they also can't show up until you're, 6 levels deep. Yeah. And then all bets are off at that point. You should be at a place where you can defeat them. It's still not going to be easy, but... if they gave you one of those bosses on the first floor when you've gotten 0 power-ups, you might as well just die and start over because it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
and so that's
why
I just think they need to gate some of those enemies to say, like, hey, look, this enemy can totally show up here, or, they can show up whenever they want starting at level 2. And this enemy can – and then the next variant of that enemy will start at level 4. Also, I think they need to make those earlier floors smaller.
Those earlier floors are the smallest ones in the game.
Need to be quicker, because...
Oh, they're huge, some
of
these levels.
And it's just, and getting through kind of the first 2 levels doesn't really get you anything good to kind of start off with.
Just the fonts you use to increase your health at the end, those are the best.
Yeah. But they can still take, you know, 40-some minutes to get through. And they just need to be shorter, yeah. There just needs to be an overall kind of balance run through all of this. Like, I'm okay with some of the long, like, you know, level 5, 6, 7, like those taking half hour, 45 minutes. That's perfectly.
Longer than that.
That's perfectly. Yeah, see, I don't know. There's some balance issues on that game. I
know. I think they do that because, I mean, it's only 10 levels.
And then but that's fine. But if it's a run-based game like they're trying to build it into, you should be able to complete a run in a sitting, getting all the way to the end,
yeah.
and killing the final boss if you're good enough to do that.
Gotcha.
And you can't.
I mean, I'm on level 7, and I've played it in increments of never less than an hour, but up to, I think, 3 hours at some points. I mean, level 6 took 2.5 hours to get through.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, again, I harken back to Isaac, right? Like, getting all the way through that game is essentially 10 levels as well, with some optional bosses and certain fights along the way if you're fast enough through some of that stuff. And the longest I've probably ever done one of those is like 45 minutes. So it may be 50 minutes to an hour. But yeah, it's just, there's a real good game there, right? It just needs some balance sweeps and some algorithms tweaked a little bit to say, like, all right, this character can't show up till here. Let's, you know, instead of randomly generating the first level with 20 of these preset pieces, let's make it 5 of them. Yeah. And if you can do that and kind of get to, you should be able to get to level 5 relatively easy every time, because then you're encouraging the player, right? Like, you're saying, all right, you got here. Now we're going to kind of really amp it up and let's get going.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And
yeah,
you'll find random things out and about. You know, there's writing on walls that kind of give you lore, but the lore isn't super deep in this game anyway.
Who cares?
I do think the writing is pretty witty. If you read the flavor text of some of the weapons you can pick up, because there are different classifications of weapons. There's, you know, ultra light, light, normal, heavy, and then ultra heavy, I think. And that determines how fast you can swing the things, how much damage they do, and things like that.
Yeah.
But if you read the flavor text on the weapons that you pick up, it will give you an idea of what you should be using that weapon for. So there are some weapons that not very good, but if you use them against a particular enemy, it's a one-shot kill every
right.
single time. And the floors are divided in a way that you'll get early on, like one or two types of enemies per floor. And then as you go, there might be 3 or 4 or maybe more as you keep going. But it's good. I keep one slow weapon and one fast weapon with me at all times. Just because there are times, especially later on, that enemies will hit you and they kind of knock you back and stun you at the same time. But their attack speed is faster than the stun. So they can literally keep you stunned for the duration of your life. They will just hit you over and over and you're dead. And that's just one enemy. So you get 2 or 3 around you, you're fucked. And that's how I discovered the cheese the first time. Is I said, fuck it, I'm done. And just quit the game, because I was mad. And then I said, wait a minute, I wonder if that works. Went back into the game, sure enough, there it was. I said, all right, time to keep going. I can do this now. So it's a little give and take. You know, it shouldn't be that if a certain enemy hits you, game over. Just one hit. Because they'll throw 8 or 10 enemies at you later on. You know, different types. And You've got to be real, real good, or you've got to have some cheesy ass tactics to get through them. So I stick with what I know, and that's cheesy ass tactics. The neat part is the only thing you carry over from run to run is the codexes. The most valuable codexes that you purchase them is what you do. You earn these little marks by completing certain tasks or having a good run, but the two most valuable that I found are found really early on. They're very, very cheap. So you get one codex that I use constantly. It gives you all the potion recipes in the game. So you start off and you automatically know all the potion recipes, so you can craft just potions forever that do just a ton of different things. I can go invisible, I can run fast, I can make it so the enemies can't attack, just drink a potion. And then there's another, there's vampirism. There's one that identifies everything. There's another that doubles the amount of gems that you get. And if you're playing a multiplayer game, because this game is allegedly drop-in, drop-out multiplayer, but I've only been able to do drop-in, drop-out when I'm at a safe space, is what I keep calling them. But there's one that it doubles my gems, but gives my co-op player 15% of all the gems I pick up as well. So there's some cool stuff there. But some of the more expensive ones, I can't see them being too useful yet. As much as I'm enjoying Necropolis, I don't even think it's the best roguelike that I've played recently.
It is not. So,
it is not. And it's okay.
Confirmed. No, yeah, it's fine. Right. I mean,
it's all right. Yeah. It's okay. Talk about Mafia 3 now?
Sure.
All right, this is another disappointment of mine.
Mafia 3. As I haven't played a ton of this, like I'm kind of like, I'm going to get through Recore, wrap up Gears, and then kind of really dive into Mafia 3. But I think I've gotten everything that Mafia 3 has to offer already.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Before
that's...
we go on, I need to prefix this by saying it's one of the best stories in video games, not just this year. I'm talking that I've seen all time.
I'm the best story. Super into this game because I think it's telling a really interesting story, and I think it's acted both kind of performance capture wise and voice acted extremely well.
Your character, Steve, you haven't hit that point yet, but there's. And it's really early on. Your character hits a point where he does a thing in a place to a person where you're just like, holy, this guy is going fucking hard. He's going at it and he does not give a shit.
I mean, we can set it up, right? Like, you're a Vietnam vet.
Yep. You're black.
You're a black man living in New Orleans, fake New Orleans. Right. So it's very racially tinged.
They show actual footage from the 50s and 60s.
Yep.
You know, so that's important.
It sounds like, I don't know if you don't know who your actual parents are, or they're not around, or
right.
They just gave you up, but the people that were looking over you had ties to the kind of Italian mob. They didn't they didn't pay up. Certain things happened. Italian mob goes in, kills them all, and it is now your kind of life goal to murder every single one of them all the way to the top and get your revenge.
Oh, yeah.
But boy, they tell that story in flashbacks. There's some kind of fake interview footage with people that you knew growing up. There's some trial footage.
Oh, yeah.
Of the person that kind of helped you.
Really cool,
yeah.
How it's all tied together.
So, boy, there's an interesting story, and I love the way it's being told. That game's a mess.
It really is. Technically speaking,
that game's a mess.
It looks not good. I'm not going to say it looks atrocious. I've seen games that look worse, but yeah, I mean,
are parts of that game that have zero textures in them.
Yeah,
and they never load in. You know, that game hard crashes to dashboard.
Yep,
that's multiple times.
To me, yep.
It's just the gunplay stuff doesn't really feel great. But I've now seen, like, if you buy some of the, like, accuracy upgrades, then that looks like that gets a little bit cleaner as you go. So that's fine, right? Like, I figured that would be the case.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man,
the biggest issue I have is
mess.
For an open-world game,
there's nothing
awfully linear.
There's nothing. There's no side objectives in this game at all.
No, there's not. I expected I'd be going around to shops and boutiques or whatever, and like the mafia does, getting them, you know, paying me protection money and stuff like that. And there's just none of that. It's
so,
you know, here's the three things in this area you go do, and that happens in each and every area.
So the game, from a progression standpoint, reminds me of the very first Assassin's Creed.
Where I can see that.
Where you go, here's your target. Okay, now you have to go do these three things in order to make your target show up or figure out the location. And then you go essentially assassinate your target. And then, okay, here's the next target. You go do those same three things. They show up. Here's what we do.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly what
it is. Yeah, and so, boy, man, like, there's so much opportunity for such, like you said, like, I mean, it's a mafia game. Like, the type of side missions and kind of side jobs and stuff you could do are essentially endless, right? If you're just kind of shaking people down and checking in on you know, your rackets and like, man, that would be, there's so much potential there that they just don't even touch or even attempt to touch. And man,
it's such
a good story, and it's, seems like the voice, at least the voice acting so far has been super strong, and I can only imagine that continues. Like, I don't see how that would change all of a sudden.
Yeah. The soundtrack is unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of the best over the last 5 years.
It's what, 100 licensed songs?
Yeah, 100 licensed songs. I mean, you're talking stuff like CCR.
Lots of CCR.
Lots. But, I mean, that's the spectrum, you know.
Yeah,
CCR, the hippie stuff to Hendrix, Motown stuff.
And,
It's really, really good. But it's got to be good because, I mean, the driving's not great.
I kind of like the driving in that game. Ugh. Open world driving's so hit or miss, and that driving, like that kind of e-braking around turns, that actually feels really good to me, so I kind of like that driving. But I don't like the gunplay at all, so I guess it's, you know, one or the other. Yeah, man.
Yeah, the gunplay's not too bad. I mean, there's snap targeting. It's
The auto aim on it is super and it's not meant to be hard, so.
No, it is not.
You
can feed people the crocodiles. That was kind of cool. I was really, really excited for this game. My wife bought this for me for our anniversary. That's how excited I was. And now, I mean, I still want to get through it. Still want to play it because the story is really good. But technically speaking,
I'd love to see how this story ends. But
yeah,
it just seems like it's a slog to get through to get to that good story stuff. Man, yeah.
I don't know. It's
there's going to be some patches for this game that will fix some of the texture stuff and the crashing stuff. But I think content wise. It is what it is, right? Like,
see, the combat, you can go in stealthy, kill people, or you can go in guns a-blazing, and there's really no distinction between the two. It's not like you get more XP or more money or anything by being stealthy.
Yeah. So
there's no benefit to it. You might as well just go in and blast everybody.
I go in stealthy because I don't like the gunplay. So.
I do it because I like the feeling of the stealth.
Yeah.
You know,
and some of those knife kills are
brutal as shit. Oh man, do they get dirty? Oh, but yeah, that's Mafia 3. Like I said, I'm a few hours in. I've only got
more to come. I guess we'll say, right? Like, keep slogging through that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna wrap up ReCore and Gears, which Gears is probably really close to being done. And I'm probably really close to being done on ReCore for the time being, so I think I'm gonna really dive into Mafia now, but
You get anything else to talk about?
That's it, man.
No, you've played one other game.
Have I?
Warhammer Vermintide.
Oh, we did play that, yes.
Yeah, End Times Vermintide. Yeah. I played that way more than you have.
There's a patch coming out for that that's supposed to fix some of their RNG, so.
Really? Okay.
So there's that.
I didn't know it was broken. I've been getting good shit. This game is a first-person Left 4 Dead type game set in the Warhammer universe where the Skaven have invaded and you have to fight through waves. If you take your time, you'll get overrun because more and more waves of them will show up with specialized rats to just whoop
your ass. It's one of those, like, you've got to be quick but patient type of things, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
You got to balance the two of them.
Yes. Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
But it's run-based, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly it. There's loot, there's crafting to a degree, there's different characters that do different things. So far, I'm really liking it. I was really concerned how this game was going to run on console, because I played it on PC, and even my PC just had a hard time running it.
I forgot about this. This is another one that just got lost in Rise of Iron, because that stuff we played that night was pretty fun.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I really like that, but yeah.
If you can get four people playing this, and I think only three friends that own it. But if you can get a four-player group going through, it works really, really well.
Really? Yeah.
I've played a couple of games with just pickup groups. You know, just go into public matches and see what I can find, and everyone seems to work well. If you can play by yourself, you get stuck with AI, and the AI is, I wouldn't call them intelligent. So the AI is, put that in quotation marks, because when you're playing with actual people, you burn through the levels way faster. Five different difficulty levels, different degrees of loot, so that appeals to that sense there for me. And it's Warhammer. I've got a hard on for Warhammer, so I'm enjoying it. I've played probably 8 to 10 hours, probably more with the beta as well. I played the shit out of the beta. So
I forgot about that. I really liked what we played that night, but yeah, it just Destiny just took over, man. like yep. It tends to do.
Yep.
But yeah, the initial impression of that was really fun.
Yep.
Except fuck rolling dice for loot at the end. Fuck that. Give me some goddamn loot.
I dig it.
It's literally a dice roll at the end of the game for loot, too.
Yeah,
so.
you roll die, yeah, absolutely. So I will touch on a few of the games that I've played, and I think we'll just wrap up the show. I don't know, maybe we can start doing a show just for news and then a show just for games we've played.
Yeah, there ain't no news really to talk about anyways.
Yeah, that's true too. So just, I picked up Dovetail Games Eurofishing. I played a few minutes, and yeah, I don't think I need to play more than a few minutes. That game is not fun from my experiences. I haven't really played any tournaments. I just kind of said, I'm going to go down to this hole and fish, and like 20 minutes in, I had four poles set up and not even a bite. So, fucking bye.
You're bad at fishing.
I'm usually not. I played a little bit of XCOM 2. Maybe 4 or 5 missions worth.
I was excited about this. And then I saw you talking that there's like timed missions.
Yeah. That bothers me.
Not what I want in my XCOM.
I know. Like, you load in, and it's like, you've got to get to this thing within 8 turns.
Yeah, that's not what I want in XCOM.
I've gotten there a few times. I do know that there are fail states, meaning if you don't get to them in, you know, X amount of turns, you can keep going. But you know how unforgiving XCOM is.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been save scumming like a bastard.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's interesting. I'm doing better at it than I did in the first XCOM. But yeah, those time missions really bother me. They're not all over the place, but there's enough so that my first... I think maybe I've played 5 hours, but I've only got through like 5 missions. I've seen three timed missions.
Ugh.
In the first 5. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yep. That's such a bummer.
I know. It's disappointing.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
Yep. Bam. Sorry. And then after that, what else? I don't think I have one. I have one game left to talk about. and I'm going to call Zyantane out on this one. I got Everspace from the game preview program. I got it from the PR company that handles it for review to talk about specifically on the podcast here, and. I just sent out like a random tweet saying, you know, I hope it's as cool as it looks. And he replied saying it's not. Just simple as that. I got into it, started playing it, I played a lot of this game. I really, really like Everspace. It's a roguelike. It's set in space. And I think it's a roguelike. It's the most roguelike game I've ever played. You could start off, you're in a particular area. You go around, you find things, there are enemies, you also have allies, and, you know, you shoot the wrong guy and suddenly shit hits the fan and you're toast. But if you spend too long in one area and you want to get just all the stuff that's there, these, I don't know what to call them, but essentially enemies show up, they send little, like, scouts ahead of time, and they put up a fight early on. But you can kill them. It's not too difficult. But once you kill them, like a fleet of six huge warships show up, and there's just no getting away at that point. So when you see those ones starting to come in, you know you've been in one area too long. Just get out. And what you do is you just face towards like a, it's not a black hole. It's a jump gate. You just face towards it, and you have to build up to 100%, and then you enter light speed. If you're getting shot, you know, it will drop your percentage down for every time you get hit. If you can't hide in an asteroid and then jump out or anything like that. So I've gotten through, I think, four different systems before I ultimately met my maker. And then each time you die, you take all the money and stuff you've earned and then invest it in your ship for better scanners, better armor, better, you know, this or that. And that's what carries over. And there are hundreds of upgrades to apply to your ship. And that's what I like so far, is every time I'm starting a new game, my ship's just a little bit more powerful. And it's not, you know, grossly overpowered at this point. I mean, I think I've applied 70 upgrades, and I still go into every fight thinking, you know, am I taking on too much? Everspace is a really, really good game. I'm having a lot of fun with it. You can only play one ship, but it looks like they're going to add two more, so I'm waiting for that. But overall, I think, I mean, even the last year of some of the roguelikes and roguelites that I've played, Everspace is at the top.
When are you going to play Binding of Isaac? We need to talk about this. I think it's the time. I think you're ready.
I had my finger on the buy trigger.
I think you're ready.
Last week, but I don't know. It's the art style still gets to me. Everspace looks good. You know,
I love some of the art in Binding of Isaac. I don't like it all, but there's some of the boss designs and stuff that I think are just fantastic.
and you know, there's some of that shit in Everspace too, where you load into an area and you see a busted out ship that's torn apart, and you're like, all right, I know there's some stuff in there. But shit really hits the fan when some of your systems start getting broken. Inertia dampener, what that means is I could be flying along and I let off, you know, the propulsion, and my ship will come to a stop. If your inertia dampener gets damaged, there's none of that. You float around like a pinball. Bouncing off things, harder to control.
So like asteroids.
Yeah, exactly like asteroids. So there's certain aspects of the game that you have to watch out for. You have to know, you know, when do I use my nanobots to heal my ship, to repair my ship? When do I use them to repair my systems, my weapons, you know, things like that. It's for an early access game, a game preview game, it's surprisingly deep. I'm really, really having a lot of fun with this game. So, I think that's it for me. You know, aside from everything we've already talked about. Let's just wrap the show up here. You know, we're essentially going to record when we can. So I think that's what we'll plan on. Hopefully within a week. But given the recent history, probably not. But I will have this show up by Monday night. That's tomorrow.
We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. You got anything to add before we
finish? twitch.tv/pantlesssteve.
Yeah, you're streaming a lot.
We're streaming a lot more. You're usually there. So they can watch they can watch you fail.
Oh yeah, and I usually allow access to my audio, so that's always fun. So in fact, they can watch tonight. You'll be playing some Rocket League.
They're not going to hear this tonight. It's...
Well, no, this will be for tomorrow night as well. And Tuesday.
No, I'm not doing it on Tuesday. That's for damn sure.
I know.
We got plans on Tuesday.
You'll be streaming Tuesday.
I will. I'll be upset and frustrated on stream Tuesday.
Yeah.
When Smitty keeps fucking dying.
Yep. That's almost a... But you played your hunter a little bit more. We're squishy as hell.
Yeah, so play a better class.
Well, I'm trying. We'll see. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this week. Thank you for tuning in. We do appreciate all the downloads. We're still pulling in a significant amount of downloads. It's surprising, really, that you guys have stuck with us this long, so we absolutely appreciate it. But we'll talk to everybody soon.